pay your bills. You borrow some money from somebody, pay them back. Don't have them going out saying, I thought she was a Christian. I thought he was a Christian, and he owed me all my money, and I'm looking at him every day. And he's going here, going there, going there, knowing he owed me. No. We have to walk. We have to walk. I'm talking about our daily living before the unsaved of this world. We have to walk in wisdom. Praise God. I talk about Christians, but I got to say this about Christian, especially Christian leaders. Amen. Because I've seen it on both sides. I'm not just speaking something that I've heard. I'm speaking things that I've seen. Praise God. I'm talking about the Christian believers as well as Christian leaders. Praise God. We must have a good report of them that are without. Boy, I should have had a whole bunch of amens. Should have had a whole bunch of amens on that. Man, you can't be no pastor. You can't be no preacher. You can't be no deacon. Praise God. Hallelujah. Man, if your reputation is out there bad. You tell me, how in the world can you, praise God, preach to somebody? How can you witness to somebody? Man, if you owe everybody in town. Your reputation, praise God, is one that nobody can trust you at all. I told y'all I was going to teach today. I said I wasn't going to do too much. I don't know if we're going to do no celebration, but we're going to do something. This is Thanksgiving. And I'm talking about our witness, our Thanksgiving witness. We have to be the witnesses before this world. And I know people change. I know people change. But it is unfortunate. Very unfortunate if we have a church out here looking for a pastor, looking for somebody to be the under shepherd. Praise God, and they got a reputation. We need to go beyond verse 6. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 Timothy chapter 3, when we talk about selecting leaders. Y'all know the scripture, y'all know it. If a man desires the office of a bishop, praise God, he must be what? He must be blameless, he must be the husband of one wife, must not be a striker, must rule his children well, and all of that kind of stuff. Like, must not be given to wine at all. Praise God. All that. Not a striker. None of that. That's what verses 1 through 6 says. 1 Timothy chapter 3. But then you go to chapter verse 7. Let me read that. Put that on the marquee. See, people forget to read this one. And so when you're getting ready to look, or anybody asks you, praise God, what should I look for? All right. Amen. 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 Talking about leaders. Look what verse 7 says. What verse 7 says. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without. I told you, them that are without is this world. The unsaved, those who are not under the ark of safety, those who don't know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. So what he's saying, that in addition to all of that other stuff, when you are looking Maybe you need to go canvass the neighborhood. Maybe you need to go to the stores or the businesses where he shot. Find out what he owes the store. How many suits he done got on credit and not paid you back. Because I'm telling you, if he gets elected, he's gonna have some problems trying to win souls for Jesus Christ. Amen. So we have to walk in this world. If we're going to witness, it involves our walk. It involves our life. Praise God, I made a vow. Praise God, after I gave my life to Christ. Because that was a time, Sister Ivory, praise God, that was a time when I was playing church too. Let me see the hands of all these folks who were playing church at one time. Amen. You had given your life to Christ, and you were still big and bad, and you were doing everything. Well, maybe not everything, but you were doing some things that you knew wasn't right. Praise God, but that came a time in my life. I tell you about my conversion in 1979. Praise God. I gave when I accepted Jesus Christ into my life. I made a vow that I was not going to bring any shame upon my Lord. Especially when I became pastor, I said, I will not bring any shame upon my church. I'm not going to bring any shame upon the body of Christ. That's why if I tell somebody I'm going to be somewhere at a certain time, I'm going to try to be there. And if I can't make it, I'm going to at least try to call and say, look, something came up. We have to, especially if for folks of this world, the unsaved of this world, my God, this world, I always say that this world is looking for somebody that's different from what they see. They've heard a whole lot of sermons. But praise God, we got to get people in the mindset of seeing some sermons. Amen. So they have to, it involves our time in the world. We're talking about witnessing, praise God. It involves our time. It involves our walk. But one other thing that Paul says in this text, and praise God, it might touch every last one of us. If I touch you, and if you got cones on your toes, say out, but don't say it too loud. Nobody would know. Look what he says in verse 6. He said, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how you ought to answer every man. My brothers and my sisters, as our conduct is marked by grace, so should our speech be marked by grace. What do I mean by that? You see, grace implies kindness. Grace implies goodwill. Amen. And grace implies tact. Anybody in here know what tact means? Attack the way we say things to the folk. You see, this kind of talk, this type of speech, praise God, is that help us to witness for Christ. Amen. I'm talking about kind. I'm talking about courteous. I'm talking about tactful. I'm not talking about being loud. Curse. Rude. Can I see the hands of the folk in here who have experienced or encountered somebody who was loud, rude, and I raise both hands because I have encountered it from folk who wear clothes like a Christian. Some who shout like Christians. Some who act like Christians. Oh yeah, I have experience, and some of them I've seen had dresses all the way down to the floor. So I'm talking about in your speech, in your conversation, in your talk. Praise God, it involves our witness, because you got to remember, praise God, I'm talking about us witness before those that are without. Be careful what you say. Praise God, where you say it, how you say it. Praise God, I know. I'm almost through, y'all. Praise God. You see, we have to use words that are going to glorify Christ. We got to use words that are going to uplift Christ in all of our conversations. Let me give you a verse of scripture. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 says, let the words of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. You see, our speech is supposed to minister grace, praise God, to the hearers. Oh Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But we cannot do that if we don't have grace in our heart. And we don't have grace in the words that we use. If we don't have grace, praise God, in the way we talk to people. We got some folk inside the church and outside the church that they will talk to people just as rude as they can. And they'll do it around the unsaved, those who are without, and expecting those folk, praise God, to come and sit in church with you. Be careful. Because Paul put...
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina, Alexandria.
Awesome, brother. Gentle Redeemer.